So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello. Welcome to 411.
Woo.
ThinkPad. But welcome to the 411, everyone. This is WBDG's exclusive show.
You're going to finish the sentence
there. Of everything. We don't have any other shows, just me. It is Tuesday, April 22nd, 7:50 a.m. It is, my weather channel is loading 44 degrees outside, but it'll get to 73. Hold on, let me make sure. Yeah, it'll get to 70 to 70 something. I'm Miles Brown, joined here, Kieran Sandulo. How's it going?
Interesting, at least. Something funny's been happening a lot. I don't know if you knew, but there's been some funny stuff happening lately that we kind of have to talk about.
Well, the Pope dying isn't funny.
Well, that's not all that I was referring to.
It's not inherently funny.
It's the circumstances behind it that's kind of funny to me.
R.I.P. Pope Francis.
Rest in peace, Pope Francis.
But his last public appearance was, or his last like official like meeting was with
Vice President J.D. Vance.
So a lot of people are like making jokes that he killed the Pope, which obviously isn't true, and no one like means that for real. But the jokes are kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. But also, another funny little thing that happened is, do you remember the YouTuber Jay Shalette? You know of him, of course.
Oh, yeah. He said like this is going to be an interesting month for the Pope or whatever.
Well, he also said that for the Queen of England.
Oh, jeez.
So Jay Shalette has predicted the death of three public figures.
Who's the other one?
Let me see. Who all has Jay Shalette
predicted the death of?
We're Googling this. The death of Prince Philip.
Oh, cool.
Queen Elizabeth in March of a couple years ago. And now Pope Francis. He said in February, I reckon April will be an interesting month for Pope Francis. Full quote. He said those words exactly.
Yep.
It's kind of funny. It's a little funny. Of course, it didn't really happen. He's just really good at guessing when world leaders are going to die.
Apparently. I mean, I'm trying to... Why do all these articles make me pay for stuff? I don't want to pay for anything. I was trying to look up the conclave candidates. But yeah, so Pope died. Very unfortunate. But now there's a new conclave, or there's going to be a conclave to choose the new Pope.
Who are the two candidates that we have? Do we have their names? Like,
there's not two. Well, there's like
there's
seven.
So many. Literally any Catholic man is allowed to be the Pope, but it's probably most likely going to be the cardinals. But there are two likely candidates
So here are like the front runners. Okay. I'm a liar. All right. So there's. Okay. I don't want to look at ads. I'm just trying to find the popes.
We're trying to find the popes, man. Who could be the pope?
Cardinal Louis Tagle, 67, from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. He's the most likely candidate because he was basically Francis's right-hand man.
Yeah. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Cardinal Jean-Marc Avelin, who is reportedly Francis's favorite cardinal to succeed him. All right. Yeah, he kind of has the same beliefs as Pope Francis.
Yep.
Cardinal William Jacobus Ejik. Apparently it sounds like a lot of people don't really want them, or don't really want him. Cardinal Malcolm Rangith. Aranjith, and then Cardinal Robert Sara?
Something like that.
But yeah, so those are the top cardinals. I feel like there's one more that's missing. There was a black guy.
The guy from Ghana.
Yeah, the dude from Ghana, but... he wasn't on the article, so I don't know.
Interesting.
If he's out of the running now, or like, what's up?
It's possible. I just know that one of the guys, the Filipino guy, is one of the most likely candidates for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else do we have today? There's some other fun stuff that's happened recently.
No, that's it. No, that's the only,
only news to ever hit the world in the past week was the Pope died.
Uh-huh. No. So the Masters were this last weekend. I only watched the play or what's it called? The playoff, the putt-off, sudden death.
Yeah.
Something like that. And Rory McIlroy has secured his first ever Masters victory at Augusta National. He also has gotten a career grand slam in the world of golf. Nice little golf clap there to congratulate him. He's a very Irish guy.
I never enjoy golf that much, but when I do enjoy golf, I enjoy golf. Have you ever seen the videos of people making, like, call-outs when they hit the ball, like, real loud?
Oh, yeah.
Those are some of my favorite things to do. I like to be quiet, even when I'm just watching, just watching it on TV. Even if I'm not, like, in the actual place, I like to just be quiet when I'm watching it on the TV. And then when I see a really cool shot, I just go,
yeah, I mean, like, I watched the ooh.
Whoa.
There's a sneeze that's, like, trying to come out, but it's not.
It's approaching.
It's not even approaching. It's just...
It's there.
It's just lingering. But, no, I watched the playoff. It was pretty exciting, except everything took too long. So, because, like, when there's, you know, a bunch of people competing at the same time, it's like, oh, that dude hits a shot. Then they cut over, and another dude hits a shot. And they cut over, and another dude hits a shot. But when it's just two guys, they take so long to do anything. And I was like, the playoff took like 20 minutes, and I was like, it did not need to take that long. Who knows? Was this recently? I don't think so. I don't think this was. I mean, maybe. Nah. Katy Perry is what I was trying to say. Traveled to space for 5 minutes.
11 minutes.
5 minute trip to space is what I'm reading.
11 minutes. Oh. She was in space.
Oh, farting doodle. Hold up. How long was Katy Perry in space? How long was Katy Perry in space? Here we go. Okay. She was in space for 5 minutes, but the
total trip was 11 minutes.
Yes, but I'm saying she was actually in space for 5 minutes.
Hmm.
Yeah, because like, yeah, it was with Lauren Sanchez, Gail King, and three other women. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh wait, I don't remember the exact comment, but Wendy's said something. Oh, where is it? Hold on. That's right. Katy Perry, Gail King, Lauren Sanchez, three other women went up to space. And then, you know, obviously went viral on social media because that's all they were going for. And then Wendy's said, or they're on X, they said, can we send her back?
I mean, I would be down.
And they refused to apologize.
I also wouldn't apologize.
Which is hilarious.
I feel like it's not out there to say that Katy Perry is kind of lost on most people.
Yeah.
I don't like Katy Perry is what I'm trying to say.
Well, so their spokesperson told People Magazine, we always bring a little spice to our socials. Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out of this world talent. They made a joke within an apology. Like, that's awesome. And then she kissed the ground, obviously, because she was up there for so long. And that was sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was up there so long. And she kissed the ground, and they tweeted, "I kissed the ground, and I liked it." Which is just, it's just great.
It's great.
It's great. I freaking love the Wendy social media. It's so fun.
It is.
HBO has just confirmed the first six cast members for the Harry Potter TV show. Nick Frost as Hagrid, John Lithgow as Dumbledore, Paul Whitehouse as Argus Filch, Luke Fallon as Professor Quirrell. Okay, that's two A's, but I don't know whether to pronounce it that way or not. I'm just going to say Pa'apa Isidu.
The guy that's playing Snape.
Yeah, he's Snape.
Yeah, they're doing that on purpose, I think.
Then Janet McTeer is McGonagall.
I'm just not going to watch this show. Like, I feel like
not either.
I don't know why they felt the need to make it.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, you know, I'll probably watch it. But not because I want to, because I feel obligated to. There's a difference. Minecraft movie making a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
It's already at over $700 million, on pace to be the 60th billion-dollar movie ever, which is crazy because, like, you think of classics like, you know, Endgame, Avatar, and Super Mario movie, and then you got the Minecraft movie, which is just, it's only made so much money because of memes, which I think is hilarious. It's living the meme. There's living the dream, there's living the meme. That was a really funny joke, but whatever.
But I didn't laugh.
Jack Black also surprised fans at a screening of Minecraft to tell them to not throw popcorn or yell chicken jockey.
Based, reasonable.
Which, yeah, valid, understandable. I'm trying to think of exactly what he said. That doesn't matter. But yeah, he was like, don't throw popcorn and don't yell chicken jockey. That's not what I meant to click on. The founder of Chipotle is now a billionaire. Fun fact. I love Chipotle. Let me text my dad and ask for Chipotle sometime this week. Because I kind of want Chipotle. Okay, I'm not going to do that right now. But because I got a job to do. But after this, I will text my dad and ask for Chipotle. For the first time ever, scientists were able to grow real human teeth in a lab.
I don't know why we're doing that. Why could that possibly be our priority?
For dental science.
For dental science.
Yes. The breakthrough offers a promising alternative to traditional implants and fillings, which are often invasive and fall short of fully restoring tooth function. Unlike current solutions, the lab-grown teeth are designed to regenerate and naturally integrate into the jaw, reducing risks of rejection and offering a longer-lasting fix. The next hurdle is finding a way to get these teeth into the patients, which, yeah, fair enough. But, yeah, so we can grow teeth now.
That's lovely. Why would we do that?
Anthony Mackie, who is Captain America now, but he was, you know, the Falcon, said that Avengers Doomsday is going to bring back that old Marvel feeling.
Good.
Whatever that means.
The Endgame feeling, I would say.
Oh, thank God. I love that movie.
Thunderbolts is coming out May 2nd, and I have to say,
it looks pretty good.
It looks so hype, and I'm going to be watching it right when we're done with the marathon, dude. Like, I'm going to a midnight showing for it.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be great, but it's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm excited for.
I just want to see Sentry, dude. You have no idea how much I love Sentry as a Marvel character.
That's valid. People are going to hate on it because there's Black Widow people in there, but hot take, I loved Black Widow. I thought it was really good.
I like Yelena Belova as a character, and I think she'll be really good as the new Black Widow going forward because I like her character in the comics. And also Florence Pugh.
Yeah, Florence Pugh is great. Ever watch Midsommar? Ooh, love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie. Let's see. What? Okay, this is just funny. I mean, I don't know if this happened recently or not. Okay, no, it didn't happen a while ago. But a photographer deleted all these couples' wedding photos because they wouldn't let him eat.
They didn't feed him, yeah.
Like, that's hilarious.
Reasonable, actually. Like, that's genuinely reasonable.
Yeah, agreed to shoot a friend's wedding for just $250. He worked from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. in a hot venue with no AC and was not given any food or water. At 5 p.m., he asked for a 20-minute break to eat, but the groom refused, saying, either you're the photographer or you leave without pay. He then deleted all the photos in front of the groom and walked out. What a baller move.
That I remember that happening. That happened, like, last year, I think.
Yeah, it was... I don't know, it doesn't say it, but it wasn't recent. But I still think that's really funny.
It is really funny. Reasonable crash out, I'm not sorry to say.
What?
Huh. What?
Chili's is financing food.
Yeah. What does that mean in this scenario?
Oh, this is an ad. This is an advertisement. Wow, I fell
Miles
for
fell
it.
For an ad.
Dang it.
What?
Dang it.
What could have possibly warranted that voice, though?
I don't know. I felt like it. Yeah. I love all of the like, edits of the Chicken Jockey warnings, because they, like, warn people and, like...
Dude, Gabe was on Chicken Jockey duty at my birthday party night. He was on our... That's why he wasn't able to come until, like, 10:30.
That's hilarious.
He was legitimately on Chicken Jockey duty.
I mean, understandable.
I forgave him for being late because he gave me a box of food service bags of crunchy Cheetos.
Ooh.
Like, fully no air in the bag. Straight Cheeto.
That sounds awesome.
The bag was the same size, too.
Ferrari is considering bringing back manual transmissions.
Interesting.
No one really knows how to drive those, though.
My dad does.
So, like, let's not. I don't think we should. But, you know, obviously, I don't own Ferrari. If I did, I would probably be, you know, making new cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'd be bringing back old models. I'd be bringing back old body types. If I worked at a car company, I'd be bringing back old car body types with the newer tech in them.
I love all body types. I don't discriminate.
Not for cars, though.
Yeah, not for cars.
No. All of the cars suck, I'm not going to lie.
I hate the Kia Soul.
Yep.
The Kia...
Yep.
I could go on for days about how much I hate the Kia Soul. My dad can back me up on it. Every time I see one, I groan, and I want to bash its headlights in. But, you know, I don't.
Kia Soul is the worst vehicle ever developed by a man's
that
mind.
That is 1,000% true. The oldest known survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack just passed away at 106, which is craziness.
Mm. Dang.
Oh, this is so true.
Care to elaborate?
No.
No news, just no. Miles reacting.
Study shows that standing in the heart of Times Square can boost dopamine levels. Like, that's so real. Because,
until you get attacked by mascots.
Hasn't happened to me yet. But I'll just, like, I've been in Times Square twice now, and I just, like, will stand and just, like...
Enjoy it.
Whoa. You know? Just
like, whoa. Whoa.
It brings you just, like, this indescribable feeling, you know? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Japan set an internet speed record of 402 terabits per second using standard fiber. 1,000 times faster than the typical home internet connection.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have like 500 megs a second, dude. Or 500 gigs a second.
I don't know mine.
And even then, it's really funny. Okay, I have a problem with our internet speed. Because it says when I speed test that I should be getting like 500 gigs a second on my download speed, right? And then I actually start downloading something on my Wi-Fi, and I have 12 gigs a second. Not even 12 gigs, actually, 12 megs a second. A full 5,000% less than what it says I'm getting.
I don't know much about internet speed. And by much, I mean anything.
My computer lies to me.
I'll just know. I'll look and I'll be like, oh, that's downloading pretty fast. Oh, PlayStation says there's 10 minutes left. Cool. You know?
Yeah, man.
Study suggests that men under 5'9 live on average 5 years longer. Booyah, I'm gonna live forever. Anyways.
Are you now?
Yeah. Fun facts, in case you didn't know. I'm gonna live forever. Not an extra 5 years. Forever. So, better get used to it. Ooh, here we go. The James Webb Telescope detects the strongest evidence of life beyond our solar system.
Interesting.
Let's see here. It's a planet called K2-18B. K2-18B is what I meant to say. New data from the space telescope revealed signs of gases that on Earth are only produced by living organisms.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Dang, the squid build is not working out for me right now.
The what?
The squid build.
The what?
The squid build.
In what? Huh? What is that?
Well, you see, the squid copies the item to the left of me.
There's no one to the left of you.
Exactly. That's why the build's not working.
Well, I'm so unbelievably lost, but I'm not going to dwell on it, because maybe I'm the stupid one.
Well, until I get a uranium rod, my build is going to be subpar.
What? Okay. Ooh, yeah, this is a cool feature that Instagram just dropped. It's called Blend. Have you seen it?
No.
Like when you go into your like your DMs with your friends, there's like a little icon that you can push, and you can join a blend, which is like a mixed for you page for all of their like for not only your suggested reels but
also theirs.
Yeah, your friends as
well.
That's
kind of cool.
And you can like, you can share them a lot easier. And it shows you, like, who they're suggested for. It's like, you know. And it's, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is kind of neat.
It's pretty sick. I do think it's annoying.
I don't touch Instagram ever, but, like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I've used it, but the only thing that I don't like about it is that every time you open the blend, it sends or gives the other person, like, a notification that says, like, new message or whatever. And then you open it, it just says, oh, they visited your blend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't need to know every time I open the blend. That's the only thing I don't like about it. But even then, that's just annoyance and not, like, you know, anything bad. Tim Allen confirmed that Woody and Buzz will reunite in Toy Story 5. Toy Toy is what I called it when I was a little
boy. Did you say Tim Allen?
Tim Allen, yeah.
Is Tim Allen the voice of Buzz?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to verify.
No?
Because who is Tim Allen?
Tim Allen's one of them. I don't...
No, because Tom Hanks is Woody.
That's right. Tom Hanks is Woody. Tim Allen's Buzz.
I don't think that's true either.
Yes, it is. Tim Allen is Buzz.
We need to Google this because I'm not sure on that one.
Tim Allen, Buzz Lightyear.
Okay,
that was the top.
Okay,
that was the top result.
Just had to make sure on that one.
Yeah, it's set for a summer 2026 release.
They did not need to make another movie.
They don't.
They really didn't. It
ended
beautifully.
They didn't need to make a fourth one.
No, but the fourth one ended it beautifully, though. I can't even lie. The fourth one was perfect.
Yeah, I liked it.
I hated the spork, though, and I want the spork gone.
Oh, Sporky?
Yeah, I'm killing that thing.
Fair enough.
With a gun.
Did you know that Steven Spielberg, after he already had made, like, or was one of the most, like, acclaimed film directors, went back to school and he submitted Jurassic Park and Schindler's List as assignments.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's kind of cool.
It's kind of funny.
I would just watch Schindler's List, or actually, because I take film lit, and we just watched Schindler's List. Really well done movie, like phenomenal movie. I'm never watching it again because, oh my God, that made me miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the best way possible. Ralph Fiennes has had a huge transformation. He's like jacked.
Ralph Fiennes did?
Yeah, he's 62 and he is like he, look at this dude. This dude is yoked.
What happened?
This, like,
for what purpose could he have possibly needed to get that ripped?
For his role as Odysseus in the 2024 film The Return.
He's Odysseus? Oh my God. Dude.
What? Since when? When was it? What?
I did not think he was Odysseus.
When did this movie, like, happen? Ugh, Ralph Fiennes, Odysseus. Oh, yeah. Did you look at that?
In Christopher Nolan's one?
No, the old one. It's from last year. 77% Rotten Tomato critic score. It came out December.
Shum.
Hold on.
Not the Christopher Nolan Odyssey.
No, it's not even the Odyssey. It's just called The Return. That's all I know. Oh, so I guess it is.
It is the Odyssey. It's part of the Odyssey.
But it's...
The coming back part of the Odyssey.
That's so weird.
I've never heard of this movie. That's insane.
How much did it make? Oh, it made less than $1 million. Oh.
That explains it.
Oh, it wasn't like a... It wasn't, like, released in the traditional box office.
Mm.
It was at the Toronto Film Festival.
It was a short film, wasn't it? Surely it was a short film.
No,
it's a full-length movie?
It's 2 hours.
Holy hell.
But it was only theatrically... I guess it was theatrically released in the U.S. by Bleecker Street. It will be released in April in the U.K. and Ireland. Where did this movie come from?
When did this movie appear? Because I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, and like, I mean, Ralph Fiennes is coming off a, like, Conclave. He's coming off of The Menu. Like, he's had The Menu. Like, he's had a really good last, like, 5 years.
Yeah, man.
Like, where did this movie come from? Huh. But then it says countries, Italy, Greece, United Kingdom. So then it's not in the U.S.?
I guess not.
I don't know. But it says it was, so I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. But he's friggin' ripped now because he was Odysseus. For some reason, sometime, that happened.
At some point,
he was Odysseus, and we don't know when. What? Okay, that's just crazy. Oh, yeah, here we go. Controversial theory. That makes sense. Scientist Dr. John Brandenburg has proposed a controversial theory suggesting that an ancient Martian civilization was annihilated from Mars by nuclear attack from an alien race.
A scientist?
Yes. He said he bases this claim on the presence of xenon 129 isotopes in Mars's atmosphere. All right. That's definitely something.
It's actually, not gonna lie, that's kind of reasonable.
Cool. It's
kind of
cool to think about. But,
also, that's like not a appalling thing to like assume. Like that could be.
I don't know.
Because that isotope, I'm pretty sure, only comes from a certain type of reaction.
I mean, probably, yeah.
That's obviously why the theory is there.
There's definitely some basis to it, but
yeah.
That's very specific for just one molecule being present in an atmosphere. The man arrested after 7 emotional support tigers were found at his home.
Emotional support tiger.
Some had ties to Joe Exotic.
In what world is a tiger emotional support? That is emotional distress.
That's fair. Yeah, it's not even just... Like, they're probably good, like, when they're chill, but who knows when they're not chill. But, yeah, emotional support animals for his PTSD. He lacked permits, and the animals were found in poor conditions. Some had ties to being from Joe Exotic. As in the Tiger King.
We know the Tiger King.
Oh.
Dude, that whole 2020 era of, like, things was so funny to me.
Yeah, it was something. Keanu Reeves cast as a villain in...
I saw that!
Cast as a villain in the mockumentary-style Weezer movie.
Yeah, because Weezer's doing a movie in the style of Weird Al's movie. And it is supposed to be about Weezer competing with Keanu Reeves' actual band.
Yeah.
To be a better band.
I mean, that's just great. I love that they're doing that.
I love Rivers Cuomo.
Let's see here. Japanese lawmakers are very heavily considering making the AI Studio Ghibli images illegal.
Yes, and that's a really... If they do, that is going to be such a big win for artists and such a huge blow to generative AI. It's insane how important that is to, like, succeed. So please, Japan, it would be so funny if you could outlaw Ghibli AI images.
Do it, please.
Because that would set the grounds for, like, the actual, like, OpenAI company to be sued for copyright infringement, because they would have to prove that they were using copyrighted imagery to train their model without permission. It's truly a genius play on so many levels.
Ooh, this is cool. Sometime this week, on the morning of April 25th, that's what, Friday? Early risers will be treated to a rare and charming celestial event, a triple planetary conjunction forming a smiley face in the sky with the moon.
Hmm.
Venus, Saturn, and a thin crescent moon will align before or above the eastern horizon at around 5:30 a.m. local time.
That's kind of cool.
With the moon looking like a smile and the planets looking like eyes.
That's cool.
That'll be cool to see. Well, I'm not going to be up at 5:30, so it'll be cool to see pictures of.
Just like it was for the solar eclipse.
That I did see, so we're chilling with that. That's actually really funny. During the promotion of Avengers Endgame, Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans were not allowed to interview together because they were too childish next to the other one.
Reasonable.
Which makes sense. I think that's great.
I love it when grown adults act like middle schoolers because it's the funniest thing in the world.
Oh yeah, it's great.
When a grown adult has middle school humor.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like my parents. My parents are like that. It's funny. I hear a "that's what she said" joke every 5 seconds from my family. Funniest thing I've ever seen.
Fair enough. Oh, did you see saying please and thank you to ChatGPT is costing it millions in electricity? Because
you hear that, everybody?
Because it's an extra...
Bankrupt them.
It's an extra prompt that they have to process.
It's an extra token, yeah. Everybody, bankrupt it. If you have to use it, bankrupt them.
For sure, yeah.
I am so vocally against AI, I'm not even upset about saying that. Sue me if you want. I will take you to court for it. Don't take me to court. I'm so broke, but, like, I will.
That's fun. Well, speaking of AI, every child in China is now required to learn AI.
Learn AI?
Yeah. Like, learn how to, like, code it and stuff and, like, all about it, it sounds like. Will receive at least 8 hours of AI instruction annually. Huh. It's part of China's strategy to boost digital literacy. I guess we'll see how that goes. Pope Francis died. Already saw that. Minecraft. Already talked about that. Scientists claim to have discovered a new color.
I don't think that's really a thing anymore.
Olo. Or that no one has ever seen, whatever that means.
Well, I hate to say it to you, buddy. Well, no, then that's not really a color now, is it?
No, it's because the only true... Or it's because the only way you can see the true color of it is by having laser pulses fired into your eyeballs.
So what you're telling me is you can't really see it. You're being tricked into seeing it.
Pretty much, yes.
So you're telling me you didn't invent a new color then.
Yes,
you didn't
pretty much.
Discover a new color. You discovered a synapse trigger.
Yes, pretty much. Scientists opened up a 3,000-year-old mummified crocodile, and it revealed secrets of ancient Egyptian rituals.
Did it now?
It did. Let's see. Unlike human mummies, the crocodile mummies retain their internal organs, so they get to see all the stuff in there. There was not only just their normal, you know, eating stuff, but there was also stones, fish remains attached to a bronze hook. Okay, well, what's the... Okay, never mind.
What's the secrets of Egyptian rituals that we're being told of?
That went literally nowhere. This article sucks.
We love bullying online publications.
Japan's toll system crashed for 38 hours. So officials let cars pass and then just asked them to pay later.
All of them did.
No. There were 900,000 vehicles, only 24,000 actually paid.
So far.
I mean, I guess so far, but still. This is an advertisement. Study finds that having a dog is as good as being married. What?
What? No.
That's not true.
Listen, I love my dog, but I like my wife too, man.
Lima, Peru ranked with the worst traffic in Latin America, in case you were wondering.
I was actually.
You're welcome.
I was very curious as to whether or not
confused about the traffic patterns in Latin America.
Yeah, I was wondering about the traffic in Latin America recently.
Let's see. Oh, WrestleMania was this weekend. I watched it.
Yeah.
What?
No, I went back and I watched it, and I understand the problems with it now. I'm not usually a wrestling guy, but I went and I watched WrestleMania, and I just like, oh. We talked about it a little bit briefly on the show, and I understood.
Yeah, and I said, WrestleMania 40 was so good that I think that's why people are really upset about WrestleMania 41, because otherwise it was a good show. Just, you know, some things I don't agree with. But I'm not going to rant about it because that would be boring for everyone. The Academy has announced a major change to the Oscars voting process.
Yeah, I saw this. This is actually huge news.
Starting with next year, all members that are voting on the Oscars, they have to actually watch every single nominated movie. Otherwise... and they will use its internal platform, the Academy Screening Room, to track viewings. They also can submit a Seen Elsewhere form if they watched a film outside the platform. Any title a member hasn't seen will still remain on the ballot, but will be grayed out and unselectable. So if you haven't watched it, you can't pick it, which exactly. I think is amazing.
Really good role thing. But also, that means you have to watch everything. Or you can't vote for it.
Yeah.
So vote for everything. Please watch the movies that you're judging.
Additional rule updates include procedures for the new achievement and casting category, which will involve a bake-off presentation and a Q&A before nominations voting. The Academy also clarified its stance on AI, stating that the use of generative AI will not help or hurt a film's chances. Human creative authorship remains the core criteria.
Boo.
Let's see.
I think you should just ban the AI, man.
We can fit in two more things here. The TV show You ends this week after 7 years with its fifth and final season. And...
The Last of Us.
What about it?
New episode's kind of funny. You should watch it.
Oh, is it because the dude died?
You're not allowed to spoil the show, man.
I kind of just did.
Nobody dies. Watch the show.
I was kidding. No one dies. Come
on.
No
one dies yet.
And then, I don't know, last thing. We're getting a remaster to Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion.
Yeah, it got announced, dude.
Indeed it did. And we're getting more details at 11 a.m. today.
You know what? On a live stream. I think the funniest thing they could possibly do Because they didn't announce the game at all. They just said, they just put the Roman numeral 4 on the Bethesda Twitter page and just said, tomorrow, 11. I'm honestly thinking it may be a shadow drop. It'll be like a big presentation, and then they'll just say, you can play this now.
Imagine it just doesn't happen. Well, there's been leaks about it for a while, and it's when it released, early 2000s, it was like...
buggy mess.
It was like, that too, but it was like 6 gigabytes.
Uh-huh.
Now it's 120.
Yeah, it's so way bigger of a game now.
But I don't know. If it's not on PlayStation, I won't get it. But I hope it is because I want to play it.
It'll probably be.
Probably. But that's all we have time for. I'm Miles Sprong. This has been 411, joined with Kieran Sandulo.
Friendly Rock is actually a crazy strat, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, and The Rock is going to be on Pat McAfee today, even though he didn't have the nerve to show up at WrestleMania, and I hate him.
Pat Rock versus and the Squid is the best combo.
That's what I'm saying. I hate you, Dwayne Johnson. Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.